Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, December 17, 2024.
Impact of U.S. trade policies on China's lingerie industry. The lingerie industry in Guanyin, a town in Jiangsu Province, China, is facing challenges due to possible changes in U.S. trade policies. The WeMed Industrial Park, backed by the Chinese government, is home to many factories that produce lingerie. Currently, the U.S. has a rule that allows low-value imports to enter without tariffs, which helps Chinese exports. However, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are considering changes that could increase tariffs on Chinese goods. These changes could put many jobs at risk in Guanyin, where the average annual income has grown from about 5,000 yuan in 2008 to over 21,000 yuan in 2022. The local economy relies heavily on exports to the U.S., with around 70% of revenue coming from American consumers. If tariffs go up, it could lead to job losses and lower incomes for many families in the area. This situation highlights how local economies are closely tied to international trade policies.
Allegations of spyware use in Serbia. Amnesty International has released a report claiming that Serbian officials use spyware to track journalists and activists. This spyware, known as Novi Spy, captures screenshots and sends private information to a government server. The report also reveals that software from the Israeli company Cellebrite was used to unlock phones before the spyware was installed. This situation raises serious concerns about online privacy and human rights in Serbia, a country in Southeast Europe. From 2017 to 2021, Serbia received help from the United Nations Office for Project Services, which included devices from Cellebrite to fight organized crime. However, Norway stopped deliveries in 2018 due to worries about potential misuse. The report calls for an investigation into these claims, stressing the importance of balancing national security with individual rights.
Gree Electric's chip development. Gree Electric, a top producer of home appliances in China, has successfully developed its own chips after 6 years of hard work in research and design. The company invests around 4 billion yuan each year in this chip development, which is roughly $549 million. In March, Gree announced plans to build a factory for efficient chips made from silicon carbide, with production set to begin in June. This initiative supports China's aim to reduce its reliance on foreign technology. Other companies, such as Xiaomi and Midea, are also exploring similar strategies. Dong Mingzhu, the chairwoman of Gree, emphasizes the importance of progress and resilience in technology. With these advancements, Gree is well-positioned to meet the increasing demand for smart home technology.
Indonesia's VAT increase and economic support measures. The Indonesian government is set to raise its value-added tax, or VAT, from 11% to 12% starting January 1, 2024. This tax will apply to all products and services, not just high-end goods. The goal is to boost tax revenue from about 10% to 18% of the total value of all goods and services produced in the country. To support lower-income households, the government will cut electricity costs by 50% for 2 months and exempt some workers from income tax. They also plan to allocate 40 trillion rupiah, which is about $2.67 billion, for these assistance programs. This VAT increase is part of Indonesia's efforts to improve its tax system and stimulate economic growth.
Leadership change at Checkpoint Software Technologies. Checkpoint Software Technologies, a leading cybersecurity company based in Jerusalem, Israel, has announced an important management transition. On December 16, 2024, Nadav Zafrir will step into the role of Chief Executive Officer, taking over from Gil Shwed, who has successfully led the company for 30 years. Under Shwed's guidance, Checkpoint became a high-revenue leader in the cybersecurity field. Zafrir, a former commander in the Israeli military's intelligence unit, brings significant experience in cybersecurity. He co-founded Team8, a venture group focused on technology investments. This leadership change comes at a crucial time as digital threats continue to rise. Zafir's role is expected to help Checkpoint adjust and create innovative solutions. The company is well known for its products like CloudGuard and Harmony Endpoint, and it has consistently reported revenue growth. This transition is significant not only for Check Point, but also for the entire cybersecurity industry.
Brazil's military coup investigation. On December 16, 2024, Brazil faced a major turning point when authorities arrested General Walter Braga Neto. This arrest is tied to claims of a conspiracy aimed at reversing the results of the 2022 presidential election. Former President Jair Bolsonaro and several military officers are accused of being involved in this plot, which allegedly included plans to kill current President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Brazil has a troubled history with military dictatorship from 1964 to 1985, during which many human rights violations occurred without accountability. A 1979 pardon law allowed military personnel to escape justice for their actions. Recent surveys show that more than half of Brazilians believe a coup was attempted, while a little over a third disagree. This investigation is a crucial step toward addressing past injustices and could significantly impact Brazil's political stability. The world is watching closely as Brazil navigates these challenges.
PetroChina's new venture into metals trading. PetroChina, a major state-owned oil company in China, has announced plans to start trading metals that are crucial for the shift to renewable energy. Richard Fu, an experienced expert in the commodities industry, will lead this new trading unit based in London, United Kingdom. They will focus on metals like copper and lithium, which are essential for electric vehicle batteries. This move is part of a growing trend among energy companies, including ExxonMobil and Saudi Aramco, to expand into lithium production. As demand for electric vehicles increases and traditional oil demand slows, PetroChina is also exploring opportunities to trade nickel and looking into European markets for carbon and electricity trading. This expansion shows how the company is adapting to changing energy needs and aims to capitalize on the future of renewable energy.
North Korean military losses in Ukraine conflict. On December 16, 2024, Ukraine announced that North Korean soldiers fighting alongside Russia have suffered major losses. Over the weekend, at least 30 North Korean soldiers were killed or wounded in the Kursk region of Russia. This is the first clear report of North Korean casualties in the ongoing conflict. Ukraine estimates that about 11,000 North Korean troops are currently involved. Ukrainian military officials say that Russia is replacing the lost personnel with fresh soldiers from North Korea. The Kremlin has not acknowledged the involvement of North Korean forces. The presence of these troops raises worries about increasing tensions and complicates potential peace talks.
EU takes legal action against the UK. On December 16, 2024, the European Commission is taking a stand against the United Kingdom by announcing two legal actions. The Commission claims that the UK has not followed European Union laws regarding the free movement of EU citizens and has failed to end certain international agreements with six countries in the EU. These agreements are believed to clash with EU regulations. The transition period after Brexit ended in 2020, which affected the rights of EU citizens living in the UK. If the European Union's highest court finds that the UK has violated these laws, fines may be imposed. This legal action highlights the ongoing strains between the UK and the EU after Brexit, impacting businesses and the rights of citizens.
African Union Commission Chairperson election candidates share their ideas. On December 16, 2024, candidates for the African Union Commission chairperson position shared their ideas for Africa's future in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The election, happening in February 2025, will choose the leader for the 2025 to 2028 term. Three candidates are running: Mahamat Ali Yusuf from Djibouti, Raila Odinga from Kenya, and Richard Randri Mandrado from Madagascar. Yusuf stressed the need for peace and unity. Odinga focused on improving education and infrastructure, while Randri Mandrado highlighted the importance of growing the economy. The African Union, which has 55 member states, aims to promote togetherness and collaboration across Africa. This upcoming election is important for all of us as it addresses Africa's challenges and supports development goals.
India and Sri Lanka strengthen energy cooperation.
On December 16, 2024, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a plan to provide liquefied natural gas to Sri Lanka's power plants. This initiative helps Sri Lanka, an island in South Asia, meet its energy needs during a serious financial crisis. India has already given over $4 billion in aid to support Sri Lanka's economy. During their discussions, Modi and Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake also explored connecting power grids and laying a petroleum pipeline between the two countries. They considered investing in wind power in the Pok Straits, with India's Adani Green Energy planning to invest $442 million in two wind power stations. Sri Lanka is reviewing a $553 million terminal project at the Colombo port, which is linked to Adani ports. Recently, there have been allegations against Gautam Adani, the head of the Adani Group, related to a bribery scheme of $265 million, raising concerns about corporate governance. This meeting marks an important step toward finalizing a memorandum of understanding for debt restructuring between Sri Lanka and its creditors, including Japan and China. These energy projects could stabilize Sri Lanka's energy supply and strengthen economic ties between India and Sri Lanka.
Bashar al-Assad's departure from Damascus. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad recently talked about his exit from Damascus, Syria, on December 8, 2024. This move happened during a worsening civil war that has been going on for over 13 years. Al-Assad worked with Russia to withdraw to the coastal province of Latakia. When he arrived at Russia's Maimonides Air Base, he discovered that Syrian army positions had collapsed. He stressed that he did not plan to seek asylum and remained committed to fighting for Syria. The conflict intensified when a militant alliance took control of Damascus, marking the end of al-Assad's rule. This ongoing fighting continues to impact millions of Syrians and raises important questions about the country's future.
Cameroon's financial stability warning. On December 16, 2024, in Yaoundé, Cameroon, President Paul Biya issued a serious alert about the dangers to financial stability in Central Africa. This warning came during a summit with leaders from the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa, known as CEMAC. The six member countries are Cameroon, Gabon, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, the Central African Republic, and the Republic of Congo. These nations share a common currency, the Central African CFA franc, which is worth about $0.0017. President Biya stressed the pressing need to tackle the decline in net external reserves, which are essential for covering import bills and repaying debts. The region is facing significant challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic, falling oil production, and ongoing civil conflicts. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has previously warned that coordinated efforts are necessary to address these urgent issues. During the summit, leaders discussed plans to stabilize the economy and rebuild trust among international lenders. The outcomes of these discussions will be crucial for the future stability of Central Africa.
UK Economic Forecasts Announcement. The UK will announce its next economic forecasts on March 26, 2024. Finance Minister Rachel Reeves will present these predictions, which are prepared by the Office for Budget Responsibility, an independent body that analyzes the economy. These forecasts will assess how well the Labour Party government is achieving its goals for economic growth and increasing the money households can spend. The government plans to balance its spending with tax income by the end of the decade. The last forecasts were released on October 30, 2023, highlighting various economic challenges. The upcoming predictions are crucial as they will influence public trust and financial decisions, impacting the financial health of households across the UK.
Ukraine's new laser weapon for drone defense. Ukraine has unveiled a new laser weapon designed to intercept flying objects at altitudes over 2 kilometers, or about 1.2 miles. This announcement comes from Vadim Sukharevsky, the commander of Ukraine's drone forces. The weapon aims to boost defenses against airborne dangers amid the ongoing struggle with Russia, which started in 2014 when Russia took control of Crimea and intensified in 2022 with a full-scale invasion. the demand for effective defenses against drones has grown significantly. This laser weapon is being produced locally in Ukraine. In April 2024, former British Defense Minister Grant Shapps mentioned the potential use of Britain's Dragonfire laser in Ukraine. This new laser technology could change how aerial combat is conducted and may lead to increased tensions in the region.
U.S. government funding negotiations update. On December 16, 2024, reports indicate that Republican and Democratic negotiators in Congress are close to a deal on a temporary spending bill. This bill is designed to fund the government until March 14, 2025, and to prevent a government shutdown. The federal budget is around $6.2 trillion, which supports critical services like military operations and healthcare programs. If this bill doesn't pass, many government services could face interruptions, impacting millions of Americans. A government shutdown would mean temporary leave for federal employees and halt essential services. The outcome of these negotiations will greatly affect daily lives and the stability of important sectors, including healthcare and defense.
Serious economic challenges after Assad's departure. Syria's central bank currently holds about 26 tons of gold, valued at roughly $2.2 billion. However, foreign currency reserves have dropped significantly to around $200 million, down from $14 billion in 2011. The Syrian pound has lost a lot of value, with the exchange rate now at about 12,500 pounds for each dollar. After Bashar al-Assad's government fell, a new administration took over in Damascus. This change happened when Assad fled to Russia on December 8, 2024. The new government is facing tough challenges due to global trade restrictions that limit economic activity. Despite these hurdles, the gold reserves remain intact to help stabilize the Syrian pound's value. The administration is working to lift these restrictions to rebuild the economy and encourage displaced persons to return.
U.S. government supports electric vehicle production. The U.S. government has finalized a loan of over $9.6 billion to a partnership between Ford Motor Company and SK On, a battery manufacturer from South Korea. This funding will help build three battery production facilities in Tennessee and Kentucky. It marks the largest loan ever from the program that supports advanced vehicle manufacturing. The partnership, known as Blue Oval SK, has already invested more than $11 billion to produce over 120 gigawatt hours of battery capacity each year. This investment aims to improve electric vehicle production in the U.S. and reduce dependence on foreign battery sources. The Biden administration is backing this industry and plans to provide additional loans to other companies involved in electric vehicle production. This initiative is expected to create jobs and promote sustainable energy practices in the automotive sector.
EU launches IRIS Superscript 2 satellite project for digital sovereignty. The European Commission is launching an exciting new satellite project called IRIS Superscript 2 on December 16, 2024. This initiative will cost over 10 billion euros, which is about $11 billion, and aims to create a network of more than 280 satellites to improve safe communication for European Union countries. This project responds to the growing influence of private satellite networks like Starlink. Joseph Aschbacher, the Director General of the European Space Agency, emphasized the essential need for secure communication in today's complex world. The project will involve three satellite operators, Eutelsat, Hispasat, and SES. The first satellite launch is expected around the middle of 2029, with full operations by the end of 2030. Major European manufacturers, including Airbus and Thales Alenia Space, will play a significant role in this initiative. The IRIS Superscript 2 project seeks to strengthen Europe's self-sufficiency in technology and ensure safe communication for governments and public agencies.
Putin warns of rising tensions with the West. Russian President Vladimir Putin has raised alarms about increasing tensions with Western countries, especially NATO. He believes the West is forcing Russia to make tough decisions. Putin pointed out that NATO has over 100,000 U.S. troops stationed in Europe and is ramping up military spending. He expressed concern over U.S. plans to deploy high-precision weapons that can reach up to 5,500 kilometers. If this happens, Russia may lift restrictions on its own missile systems. Putin also mentioned that most of Russia's nuclear weapons have been updated. This situation is set against a backdrop of ongoing conflicts, including Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. These developments could lead to a new arms race, which would greatly impact global security.
Biden's student loan forgiveness plan update. The Biden administration is close to finalizing a new student loan forgiveness plan that aims to help millions of Americans. Known as Plan B, this initiative is currently under review by the Office of Management and Budget. Once approved, the U.S. Department of Education will start reducing or eliminating loans for qualified borrowers. This plan focuses on individuals facing financial difficulties and those who have been misled by their colleges. So far, nearly 5 million people have benefited from previous debt relief efforts. However, there are still political obstacles, as legal actions from Republican leaders could delay its rollout. On December 4th, lawmakers, including Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, urged the Education Secretary to speed up relief for about 400,000 borrowers waiting for decisions on their applications. As the Biden administration works to finalize this plan, the need for timely relief becomes even more urgent, especially with the transition to the Trump administration approaching.
U.S. Bitcoin Strategic Reserve Proposal. Bitcoin recently soared to a record high of over $107,000 on December 16, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump announced plans to create a U.S. Bitcoin stockpile, similar to the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve established in 1975. Currently, the U.S. government holds around 200,000 bitcoins, valued at about $21 billion. Trump proposed using this existing stockpile as a foundation for the new reserve. The goal of this plan is to reduce the U.S. deficit without raising taxes and to strengthen the U.S. dollar. Senator Cynthia Lummis is on board with the idea, which includes buying an additional 200,000 bitcoins each year for 5 years, aiming for a total of 1 million bitcoins. This reserve would be maintained for at least 20 years. This proposal raises important questions about its potential impact on the economy and the risks associated with Bitcoin's price fluctuations. It could also influence how governments view cryptocurrencies and inspire similar strategies in other countries.
Bank of Canada addresses economic challenges. On December 16, 2024, Tiff Macklem, the governor of the Bank of Canada, shared important insights at the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade. He highlighted that the global economy is facing growing threats from unforeseen events. Key elements like deglobalization, demographic shifts, digitalization, and decarbonization are changing job markets and inflation rates. To help boost economic growth, the Bank of Canada recently cut its key policy interest rate by half a point to 3.25%. Currently, inflation is at 2%, which is the target rate. Macklem emphasized the significance of international cooperation in tackling common financial issues. Understanding these changes is vital for Canadians, as lower interest rates can make borrowing less expensive but may also lead to rising prices, affecting daily life.
Economic challenges facing Canada. The Canadian government is grappling with serious economic challenges. On December 16, 2024, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland stepped down just before a crucial economic statement. The federal deficit has soared to 61.9 billion Canadian dollars, which is about 45.8 billion US dollars, exceeding the government's target by more than 20 billion Canadian dollars. In the economic update, the government proposed over 20 billion Canadian dollars in new spending to stimulate the economy. This includes a $1.3 billion Canadian dollar investment aimed at improving border security due to worries about potential terrorists from the United States. Additionally, there's a plan for a $1.6 billion Canadian dollar goods and services tax holiday to help lower consumer costs. Freeland's resignation came after disagreements with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over economic policies. Currently, the federal debt-to-GDP ratio stands at 42.1%. The government also plans to invest $17.4 billion Canadian dollars to encourage business growth. These developments highlight the pressing economic issues that Canada is facing.
Trump's legal setback in hush money case. On December 16, 2024, a judge in New York ruled that former President Donald Trump does not have legal protection in his hush money case. Judge Juan Merchan stated that the evidence involves unofficial actions, which do not qualify for this protection. Trump is facing 34 serious criminal charges for altering business records related to payments made to pornographic actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. This ruling could significantly impact Trump's political career as he considers running for president again in 2024. The decision highlights the limits of presidential protection and raises important questions about the responsibility of public officials.
Thames Water's financial struggles. Thames Water, the largest water supplier in the United Kingdom, is looking for a £3 billion financial support package as it faces a staggering £17 billion in debt. If the company can't secure this support, it risks being taken over by the government. While over 75% of primary creditors are backing this plan, some junior creditors are against it due to high borrowing costs. The High Court hearing is set for December 19th, followed by a creditor meeting on January 13th, and a sanctions hearing on January 20th. The outcome of these proceedings will not only affect Thames Water, but also have significant implications for other service providers and consumers across the UK.
Future of the United States Postal Service. A major discussion is underway about the future of the United States Postal Service, or USPS. President-elect Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden are both making moves that could affect this important agency. Trump thinks privatizing the Postal Service could be a good idea, noting that many people support this option. The Postal Service has been losing money since 2006 and relies on its own business activities for funding. Biden plans to renominate Anton Hajar to the Board of Governors, which oversees the Postal Service. This nomination needs quick action from Democrats before Republicans take control of the Senate in January. While the Postal Service is popular with Americans, it faces problems with service and has been criticized for losing money. Trump has called the agency poorly run. The future of the Postal Service will depend on decisions made by the Board of Governors, which could lead to changes in service and job stability for many workers.
China extends visa-free travel policy. China has extended its visa-free travel policy, allowing eligible foreign visitors to stay for up to 240 hours, or 10 days. This change applies to citizens from 54 countries, including Russia, Brazil, the UK, the US, and Canada. Travelers can enter China without a visa when passing through to another country. Previously, travelers could stay for 3 to 6 days. This policy aims to draw more visitors and increase tourism in China. In the third quarter of 2024, over 8 million trips were made to China, marking a 48.8% rise from the previous year. More than half of these trips were made possible by the visa-free policy. This extension is part of China's efforts to bounce back from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on travel and tourism.
Philippines and Japan strengthen defense ties. On December 17, 2024, the Senate of the Philippines approved a new defense agreement with Japan, known as the Reciprocal Access Agreement. This deal allows military forces from both countries to be stationed on each other's territory, aiming to improve military collaboration as tensions rise with China in the South China Sea. Japan's ambassador to the Philippines, Kinzuya Endo, welcomed this approval and expressed hope for enhanced security teamwork. Signed in July 2024, this agreement marks an important step in strengthening ties between the two nations and demonstrates a commitment to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
Economic risks to Ireland from U.S. policy changes. The Irish Central Bank has raised concerns about potential economic challenges for Ireland due to changes in U.S. policy under President-elect Donald Trump. Ireland's economy relies heavily on global companies, especially in technology and pharmaceuticals, with around 11% of Irish workers employed by these firms. Proposed tax breaks for corporations in the U.S. and incentives for companies to move production back to the U.S. could lead to less investment in Ireland. This situation raises worries about the government's finances, which have benefited from a significant increase in corporate tax revenue, nearly 7 times higher over the past decade. The central bank has updated its forecast for consumer spending, raising it from just over 2% to just over 3% for 2024. This change reflects stronger household spending and investment, but uncertainty about U.S. policies remains a major concern. This warning highlights how economies around the world are connected and the potential impact of U.S. policy changes on Ireland's financial stability. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.